Asa Toma.
Asa Toma.
Sadgamaya.
Sadgamaya.
Tamasoma.
Tamasoma.
Jyotirgamaya.
Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityorma.
Mrityorma.
Amritangamaya.
Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This Shanti Mantra's meaning, may we move from unrealistic life to realistic life. May we move from darkness to light. May we move from limited living to the unlimited living. This is the Shanti Mantra from the Upanishad. Deepavali comes in the seventh month. Of Indian calendar, Ashvayuja comes on the Amavasya, new moon, night, Deepavali comes. After Amavasya, that onset of Kartika Masa, people will be lighting up houses. On the Deepavali, it's Deepavali means, Deepa means light. Avali means a chain of light. On the Deepavali, on the occasion of Deepavali, people are illumining their homes, illumining the buildings, lighting up the lamp, symbolizing dispel of darkness with light. Darkness represents fear, anxiety, stress, confusion. That is why whenever we go out in dark, we want to hold on to the torch, or when we go out at night from home, we will turn on the light at home, in the home, to deter any intruders. Intruders, they think somebody is there. Light means negative forces do not enter. Deepavali is the Deepa Avali. Deepa, everyone is busy shortening everything. Deepa has been lazy people have shortened to D-I. And Avali, they shortened it to Vali, Diwali. Shortened form of Deepavali, lazy tongue calls it as Diwali. Diwali is a shortened lazy tongue, and Diwali, in fact, it means bankrupt. So, it is coined by Britishers, call it as a Diwali. Diwali is not a bankrupt. We have become so lazy to say Deepavali, we call it as Diwali. Everyone calls. Even Indians, they do not know the real way. They call it as Diwali. In Hindi, they say, I become Diwali. Diwali means I become bankrupt. So, let us all not to say Diwali. Let us use our tongue. Deepavali. Let us educate others also. Let us say Deepavali. Deepavali, we have celebrated in our lives. So many Deepavalis in our lives we celebrated. Every year it comes. We wish everyone happy Deepavali. But in reality, darkness still there. We have been lighting up so many lamps, illuminating houses, gardens, everywhere. In Australia, Parliament is lit up and Federation Square is lit up. Still, darkness is there, confusion is there, and fear is there, ignorance is there, anxiety is there, and still, we have not realized our full potential. We are still leading uninspired and purposeless life. So, just in illumining outside, inside still darkness is there. Breaking of the light, doesn't mean it's a Deepavali. Every morning, darkness is broken, sunrise happens. We don't call it as a Deepavali. Every night, we see the luminaries in the sky, stars and planets. We don't call it as a Deepavali. On a cloudy night, lightning we see, we don't call it as a Deepavali. We light up a lamp, we don't call it as a Deepavali. The fire, looking at that one, we don't call it as a Deepavali. So, what is Deepavali? We are so busy, like marketing people, they want to sell products. We also just lit up. Inside, there is no transformation. Deepavali, it's a Chaturmasya. In the Dakshinayana, when the sun is in the northern hemisphere, when the sun is going towards the south, 4 months, starting from Ashad, Shravana, Bhadrapada and Ashvayaja. 4 months are called as Chaturmasya. Chaturmasya especially significant for spiritual seekers. Spiritual seekers, these 4 months, Chaturmasya, it's a rainy day and the cloud is there outside, gloomy weather is there, and the negative forces, they try to dispel. Many festivals come during this period. Chaturmasya begins with the Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima. Purnima means full moon night. Full moon night, it's a Purnima. Purnima comes. It starts with, look at Guru. You are using, Guru is an outside inspirer. Purnima, outside light. You are using outside object as an inspiration for you to travel within. Guru Purnima, you are using Purnima full moon night. You are using Guru as an inspired person, as a reference for your inner journey. Deepavali comes in Amavasya, no moon night. No moon night, so you started off with the light, with so much of aspiration. In the Deepavali, no moon, Amavasya, darkness. Darkness everywhere. Deepavali, you are celebrating the experience of inner light. You must experience the inner light. The Gu means darkness, Ru means light. Guru means one who dispels the inner darkness. Outside we can light up so many things. Guru, Gukaro andhakarascha rukaro teja uchyate. And one who dispels the darkness, and Deepavali is the culmination of Chaturmasya. Realized. I set out to realize the light. In the Guru Purnima, I made a sankalpa. I will do a sadhana, intense sadhana. Deepavali is a culmination of Chaturmasya. Celebration of inner light. Inner light. In our life, we want to travel within, seek within, discover within. In our inner light, in the pursuit of inner journey, so many distractions come in our life. So many distractions and temptations come in our lives to dissuade us from seeking within. So many excuses, so many problems comes. So, Ishavasya Upanishad talks about, it's a prayer. May the outer attractions move away from my life so that may I experience the inner light. That is the prayer Ishavasya Upanishad says. We are so busy, so much tempted with outer show. So many temptations in Chaturmasya, we made a sankalpa, but we have not done anything because we again succumb to the outer temptations. ದ ಇಶಾವಾಸ್ಯ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಮಯೇನ ಪಾತ್ರೇಣ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಅಪಿಹಿತಂ ಮುಖಂ ತತ್ವಂ ಪೂಷನ್ನ ಪಾವೃಣು ಸತ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮಾಯ ದೃಷ್ಟೈ. ಔಟರ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಎಂಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲೋವಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಗೋ ವಿತಿನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್, ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಇವನ್ ಟು ದ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್ಲೈಟ್. ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಮಾಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸ್ಲೈಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಔಟರ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್, ಮೇ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ವಿಥಿನ್, ಮೇ ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ಯು. ದ ಈಶಾವಾಸ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕವರ್ ದ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಲೈಟ್. Inner light, having realized that one transcends beyond ignorance, fear, confusion, darkness and death. And this can be realized only through knowledge, and knowledge can be gotten under the guidance of a guru. Not by textbook, not by reading, and it is where that can be found. You can find, discover that light within, in a tiny space of in the Anahata Chakra, tiny space in the heart center in the Anahata Chakra. Srimad Bhagavatam also talks about in the tiny space, yogis look out for that one. The heart is filled with the darkness. Where the darkness is there, you keep looking out for the light also. Where the problem is there, solution also is there. Heart is filled with the darkness, confusion, seek the truth there. Jyotisham apita jyoti tamasa paramuchyate. Jnanam jnyeyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam. You seek the light where there is a darkness. Darkness is there, the solution also is there. The discover the light, when you discover the inner light, one who has experienced the inner light, the beauty of that one, that person, one who is illumined, that light so brilliant, it manifests through that person, so contagious, doesn't stop oneself sharing that light with others and illumining the lights in the other hearts. The light, one who has experienced that one, that person cannot stop but to illumine the light in others' hearts. This light, Deepa Avali, the chain of light, from one light to another light. You do the sadhana, get illumined and illumine other soul also. Illumine the light in other's heart, that is called as Deepavali. Experience that one. When you experience the brilliance of that light, within cannot be contained, it moves and lights up the hearts of others. And Shri Krishna talks about yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Why he appears time to time? He appears time to time only to dispel darkness. We are so weak. We don't know how to dispel, to inspire the souls, the noble people, infuse strength in the hearts of the noble people. He appears time to time. In the Treta Yuga, Bhagavan Ramachandra appeared on Deepavali day, he returned to Ayodhya. Ayodhya means yud means war. Ayodhya means no war. That means Ayodhya means peace. Bhagavan Ramachandra returned to the hearts of the noble people, great people, to bring peace, happiness, joy, bliss. So, Ayodhya, Bhagavan Ramachandra returned to Ayodhya on Deepavali day to bring the profound inner peace in the hearts of the noble people. Contemplating on Bhagavan Ramachandra, one get immense peace within. In Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan Krishna appeared day before Deepavali. Is tomorrow is a day before Amavasya Chaturdashi, also called as Naraka Chaturdashi. Naraka Asura, Bhagavan Shri Krishna went to Prag Jyotishapura, it is modern day Assam. He went there to destroy Narakasura. Narakasura, who had kept 16,100 princes in captive and was abusing them, Sri Krishna went to Prag Jyotishapura and killed Narakasura tomorrow. Tomorrow, Narakasura killed him and liberated 16,100 princes. He gave immense joy. They were all devotees of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. And also he gave lot of delight to the people of Prag Jyotishapura. Narakasura, to commemorate tomorrow, everyone takes the oil bath before dawn. They take the sesame oil. They take the oil bath, indicating warding off negative forces in and around us. That is tomorrow. Day after tomorrow is Amavasya. It's Friday is Amavasya. Tomorrow is Naraka Chaturdashi. Today is Trayodashi. It is also this time it came one day before, but on Trayodashi is Dhanvantri avatar. Bhagavan appeared while churning the ocean, Samudra Matana. He came out, divine people and Asuri Shakti, they were churning the ocean to get the nectar. Dhanvantari appeared on Trayodashi and he infused medicinal values in the herbs. And Dhanvantari, those who contemplate on Dhanvantari wards of the disease. He is worshipped, is the founder of Ayurveda. All Ayurveda doctors, they start practicing yoga, Ayurveda, by contemplating on Bhagavan Dhanvantari. It's talking about health. And Trayodashi night, I urge everyone to light up a lamp and keep the lamp facing south as a Yamadipa. Prayer to Yama, the death, messenger of death. At the prayer, may you not enter into house and bring about untimely death in the house. Today, I urge everyone to light up a lamp and keep the lamp facing south. If you have a lamp, the pointer pointing to the south, it is a Yamadipa. You are lighting up today in the Trayodashi. And day after Deepavali, that is on Saturday is Padya Pratipat. First day, it is celebrated as Bali, 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 noble king, but somehow he became arrogant. Noble people, person, we also, good people, sometimes get arrogant. He became very arrogant. Bali was a grandson of Prahlada. Prahlada, to curb his arrogance, Bhagavan appeared as Vamana, Vamana, and stole away the wealth, which was the source of his arrogance. So he brought lot of joy and peace to Bali, and he pushed him to the lower world. Athala Vithala, Thala Thala, the lower world, he pressed him and he confirmed him the Indra Padavi. After the tenure of present Indra, he will be the next Indra, Bali. Bali, the day after, on Saturday, again Saturday, Bali Padyami, also it is worshipped, day is worshipped as Go Puja, worshipping the cows. Cows, Sri Krishna is called as Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Go means cow. One who is dear to cow, one who loves the cow is Krishna. Krishna's another name is Govinda. That name was conferred to him by Indra himself. Govinda, the Bhagavan Sri Krishna was dear to cows. Why cow? Cow is 100% living for others. It is using only the bare minimum grass, but milk, it doesn't drink the milk for itself. It gives it for the benefit of others. Even the cow's cow dung, it is used as a manure, as for gobar gas cooking also. Even cow's breathing, that breath is a purifier. So that cow is sarva sarvo upakara gachati. Gau means gachati, for it moves around for the benefit of others. Sri Krishna is loving cows because it has dedicated the whole life for the benefit of others. Even when after the cow dies, its skin is used for making the bags and the shoes. So, while living and after death. So, one, it is talking about, if you are living, dedicating your life for the benefit of others, you become very dear to Sri Krishna. And Govinda, dedicate your life. And Go Puja is done on the Saturday, and from Saturday till Uttana Dwadashi. Dwadashi, it's a Tulasi Puja is celebrated. I urge everyone to do the puja to Tulasi. You need not have to light up a lamp in front of the Tulasi. Go around Tulasi and pour water. Tulasi represents Lakshmi. Tulasi represents prosperity. Tulasi represents wellness. And where Tulasi is there, Tulasi is a natural insect repellent. Keep a Tulasi, and from Saturday onwards until Dwadashi, every day you water Tulasi. Even if you are keeping Tulasi, if you are going on a holiday 2-3 days, make sure that you leave that Tulasi in somebody's house so that somebody keep watering Tulasi. Not to abandon Tulasi or make somebody to come and water Tulasi every day. Tulasi, where Tulasi is there, that house, there is always abundance. And Tulya means you cannot measure the greatness of Tulasi. Tulasi, so Deepavali, the experience of inner light. What is Deepavali? It is one of the biggest festivals in India, for Indians, for Hindus, for everyone. Why? Deepavali represents health through Dhanvantri Puja. We are doing that one. Health, longevity, prosperity, inner peace, and awakening of inner light. Inner light. It is Deepavali encapsulate humanity's goal and aspiration. Whatever you want to, what is the purpose of life? Deepavali represents. Deepavali represents good health, long life, the prosperity, abundance, inner peace, and realization. Inner realization. Deepavali represents the purpose of human life. Everything is encompassed. So, in two words, if you want to describe what Deepavali means, in light, end light. In light, inner light, get enlightened to the inner light. In two words, the message of Deepavali is in light and end light. And this is the message for Deepavali. I want to convey. Listen to this one again and again. Whatever message you heard, you teach this one to your children, your friends, community, and let us not say Diwali. Happy Diwali. If somebody says, you correct them. It is not Diwali. It is Deepavali. Deepavali. And convey this message to everyone. I wish everyone a happy Deepavali in light and enlightened.